It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market. Fairy House Sunday Market, one of the best markets in the whole country. It's been a Sunday go-to for people from near and far ever since it was established 30 years ago. Now, at Fairy House Sunday Market, you'll find everything, absolutely everything. Clothes, shoes, jewellery, toys and gifts, fishing tackle, hand tools, power tools, the list goes on and on and on. It really is, the selection is amazing. And they also have a car boot sale section for people who want to declutter their house and upcycle their old items rather than throw them out. And as I said, it's a family day out going to Fairy House. They've excellent toilet facilities, playground for the little ones, and hot food, tea and coffee. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I visited the market to talk to a number of the traders. And Patricia runs a stall in the indoor section of Fairy House Sunday Market.
Well, our stall is called Body Bubbles. We make all our own products. We make handmade bath bombs, room sprays, wax melts, all the smelly stuff, all the nice home fragrance stuff. And we're here about 8 years this year. It's a fantastic market. There's a huge variety of goods. It's also a great way of spending a Sunday, get out of the house. We have regular customers that come back to us all the time. They've been coming back for years, and it's just fantastic here.
Now, Fairy House Sunday Market, every Sunday from early morning until mid-afternoon. They're closed maybe about five Sundays during the year for race meetings, but most other days during the whole year, they are open. So Fairy House Sunday Market, every Sunday at Fairy House Racecourse near Ratoath in County Meath. And our thanks to them for sponsoring the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? "Please only give out my first name," said Ella. She said, "I've a final round job interview on Friday as cabin crew with one of the airlines serving Dublin. The issue is, last year I was diagnosed bipolar after years of struggling with my mental health. I had several stays in the wonderful St. Patrick's Hospital over the past few years, but hope with the medication and program that I'm now on, my full recovery will continue. However, my parents, who are the only ones who know about my diagnosis, have advised me to be honest in my interview on Friday. Do you think this is the best policy?" And that is from a lady called Ella. "Is it the best policy to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth in her job interview about her bipolar diagnosis?" Which, as she said herself, she was diagnosed by bipolar last year after years of struggling with her mental health.
Now, let's be very cognizant as well when we're talking about this topic that we're always encouraging people to speak out about their mental health. We're in a different age now where people shouldn't hide their mental health behind closed doors. You know, back in the day, years ago, you know, your mother or father used to always say to you, "Oh, that woman up the road, she suffers with her nerves." Mm-hmm. But now we've moved on and people can speak openly about their situation. If it was a different job, I would say don't say it. But because it's cabin crew, and you are dealing directly with members of the public, you're dealing with a stressful situation. I didn't realise, by the way, since friends of mine did the job and they told me, it's a very stressful job, apparently. I didn't realise.
What's that got to do with anything, actually? What's that got to do with her bipolar diagnosis?
No, I'm just saying...
Lots of jobs are stressful.
No, I don't know. I'm not going to claim to know what bipolar means. In fact, we used to work with a girl who was bipolar. And before she even said it, we always, like, one day you would go into her and she'd be as happy as Larry. "You wouldn't do me a favour, you wouldn't get an envelope for that." "Yeah, no problem." And then the next day you go in and ask her for it and she'd scream the head off you. "I'm not your slave, I'm not your slave." And she was up and down. And up until the point that she told us that she was bipolar, we didn't understand it. So
okay, but by her own admission,
I think if staff know, okay, if your co-workers know that you are bipolar. It will help them to understand how your brain works and that some days you could be having down days and some days. I don't think a plane is the best place to be with
She's not flying the plane.
No, but
she's not flying the plane. She's wheeling a trolley up and down the aisle.
She still has responsibility if a plane crashes or if there's an emergency. Don't underestimate. They're not trolley dollies, Adrian.
I'm aware that they have a lot more training.
It's a very responsible job.
However, she's not flying the airplane. And because somebody just said, Emma commented there a moment ago, and she said, I've heard that airlines don't hire pilots with mental health issues, so maybe it should be the same. Again, Emma, this lady is not flying the plane.
The fella that crashed the plane into the Alps. Yeah, he had mental health issues. The airline at the time was severely criticised because they didn't flag that the pilots
Correct.
Had mental health issues.
I remember that. Okay. However, this lady, no disrespect, Ella, but you're not flying the plane. You're not a pilot.
She still has a very... Don't stop dissing the job of cabin crew.
Can she bring that plane to the ground? No, she can't. Simple as.
Again, I'm not going to claim to know how bipolar works or how, but she is, by her own admission, she spent a couple of stints in PATS as well.
Yeah, so I know, I'm aware of that.
A serious
but
thing.
She said, I hope now with the medication and the program that I'm on, that my full recovery will continue. There you go. So she's on the mend. She's doing well.
Now, from looking into this, I spent about half an hour before the show today looking into this and looking into the medication sometimes that can be taken by someone with bipolar. It's not just one tablet. You can be on a cocktail of tablets.
Loads of people are on a cocktail of tablets for various different things. Is that any of your boss's business?
No,
is
but
it any of their business?
I think it would help. It would help companies and... It would help companies and staff know that, say, Ella, who's working on the flight today, well, Ella's bipolar, so let's just...
The implication is you need to tread carefully around Emma, around Ella because she's bipolar. That's ridiculous. Okay, you know I had a medical condition last year. If I went for a job interview next week, do I tell them? Do I say, oh, guess what?
No, because you're cancer-free now. Is that what you're talking about?
Thank God.
But
the point is, even if I was living with cancer now, it's nobody's business.
No, cancer doesn't affect your mental health. It's too complete. That's worse than my comparisons.
By implication, then, you are saying that somebody like Ella, who has a diagnosis of bipolar but is being treated with medication...
I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. I don't think it's anything... It is nothing to be ashamed of.
But then why... that's not the reason you think she should tell. You think she should tell because it will impair her ability to do her job properly. That's it.
Okay, I don't...
You said she's air crew. Yeah. She's a heavy responsibility... But surely, whether she's bipolar or not, she can be trained to do the job properly.
By my very own admission, guys, I'm not. I've worked with people who are bipolar before. I know people who are bipolar. I'm not well up on it. If you are diagnosed bipolar and this is your opportunity to come on and tell us what it's like to have bipolar, I do not know. So don't give out to me.
Don't stop commenting on it.
Okay.
Stop even saying that she should tell her employer.
Okay.
You haven't a fucking clue what you're talking about.
I'll just stop talking.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me bring in Robbie on this.
As I said on social media earlier on, if it's not going to impact her job or her ability to do the job in any way, shape or form, say nothing. But if she does say nothing and it does impact her job, you know, it's going to be very difficult for her going forward.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Good evening, Matt.
Well, Trevor, Ella's message, she's going for a final round job interview for a cabin crew job with one of the airlines serving Dublin. She last year was diagnosed bipolar after years of struggling with her mental health. She's now in full recovery and on medication to deal with her mental health issues. Now, she wants to know, because her parents have said it to her, they believe that she should tell her potential employer in her job interview about her diagnosis. What say you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely what?
Tell them.
Why?
Because, Adrian, you don't want to be on the plane and there's schizos running up and down.
Whoa. Hang on. Firstly, stop using horrible words like schizo, for God's sake. This woman is not schizophrenic. This woman has been diagnosed with bipolar.
Right, so 1 minute she's very happy and then the next minute she's very angry.
This woman has also, hang on, this woman is also on medication, which my understanding is it levels out her mood. So she's grand.
Yeah, and you know what the problem is when somebody feels grand, Adrian? They start to think they don't need the meds anymore, don't they?
Some may. That's a different issue.
Yeah,
that's a different
may.
Issue.
And do you want... No, no, it's not. Because do you want to be on the steel fucking tube being thrown through the air and someone's off their meds?
The point the point I made a moment ago is this lady, with no disrespect, is not flying the airplane. She is cabin crew. And yes, cabin crew have a responsibility if there's an emergency on a plane to look after all of the passengers and all of that. However, I don't see how somebody who has bipolar disorder is incapable of doing that.
Well, Adrian, I know people in the cabin crew industry, and I'm telling you now, there's a lot more to that job. And during the emergency, you have to keep a level head.
Yeah, I agree.
So if this person's off her meds and she's not keeping a level head before an emergency, what the hell is she going to be like during an emergency?
Okay, so tell me then why, in your opinion, she should tell the interviewer, I don't know what company it is, she didn't tell us, she just said one of the airlines serving Dublin, why she should tell her potential employer on Friday. Why? Tell me why.
Because she's a potential risk.
A potential risk of what?
Anybody with a mental health illness could be.
Anybody with
just
any sort
just
of...
Just because she's not steering the plane doesn't mean she can't be a hazard to the passengers on board.
So anybody with any sort of a mental health issue is a potential danger.
They should divulge it to their employer, yeah.
Why? Why? It's none of their business.
Well, it is. If you're working in a place where there's machinery, anything that could be used as a weapon, on a plane sealed in at 30,000 bloody feet. Because one minute you're dealing with a happy-go-lucky person, then you're dealing with someone who's having a bleeding mad rage out.
Okay, you yourself...
That's not something you want to be experiencing.
You yourself are an employer, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you were interviewing somebody for a job, and they took your advice and they said, by the way, Mr. Trevor, I probably should let you know that last year I got a diagnosis of bipolar disorder. I've had issues with my mental health for a couple of years, but I'm on the mend now and everything's going great. What would you do? What would you say?
That shouldn't be an issue in the job that you're applying for, so I'll tell you what, we'll contact you in a few days and let you know how you get on. But there is three other applicants applying for the job, so just stay by the phone, okay? And then the minute they're going out the doors, rip up the ACAB, everything.
Oh, Jesus. Just because... Just because the person admitted... which is what you're advising Ella to do, to tell her potential employer in the job interview, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. You think that obviously the airline will do the exact same thing, rip up her CV and move on to the next person?
Well, I'm not saying the airline would do the same thing. They might have professionals on board that can keep an eye on it, you know what I mean? Do weekly checks, but I don't have that sort of system, so that would be my job.
Weekly? Hang on, Trevor. Weekly checks for what? What is your fear? What are you afraid of?
Meds, that she's level-headed. Adrian, do you realise people are nervous as fuck getting on planes?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah.
You don't need somebody off their meds running up and down screaming while they were trying to have your bleeding sandwich and extremely overpriced Fanta.
And you think that this lady, Ella, is at more risk of doing something like that?
Well, isn't anybody who's on medication to keep themselves balanced and in check, and then all of a sudden they go, I'm having a good day, I don't need it today. Oh, I'm having a second good day, I don't need it today. Oh, third day, I fucked.
Okay, so you believe that somebody who is on medication for bipolar disorder will eventually find themselves stable enough, they'll come off their medication themselves, and they're back to square one again?
No, I'm not saying they will, I'm saying it's a possibility.
Everything's a possibility.
Like everything in life, Adrian. Adrian, I have so much machinery in my place that I cannot take a risk of anybody coming in with a depressed head on them or any sort of mental health illness. and be at risk.
Okay, but then wouldn't you be better off, wouldn't the person going for an interview with you be better off not telling you?
Well, no, because then they're putting themselves at risk being around all the machinery, and then they're putting my business at risk. And then, like, what happens if they try and get a bleeding payout and then discover that, oh, well, they had this and this and this and that with the bullshit? That shit can backfire on you, can't it?
Okay, so your advice to Ella is tell your potential employer that you were diagnosed bipolar. Is that right? That's your advice.
Tell them you're on the meds and you're doing good and you can be monitored or whatever if they want to do that. But yeah, or tell them. Because aging is a stressful environment being up there.
Trevor, following your logic then, the airline will just rip her CV up and that's the end of that job.
No, not all jobs will do that, agent. Like I said, they might have people on staff that she can go and talk to on a weekly basis. I don't offer that. So that's why I wouldn't be hiring her.
Now, there you are. Trevor will not hire...
have these little healthy...
So it would be in somebody's interest going for a job with you, Trevor, to keep it to themselves, not to say a word about their diagnosis.
Well, to be honest, agent, if I know, and if they got in the door and then I noticed it over the coming weeks or whatever, I'd find a way to get rid of them.
If you found out subsequently that they were living with bipolar disorder, you would find a reason to get rid of them.
I would have to, agent.
You would have to.
Safety reasons. Yes, because of the machinery in my place, yes, I would. Or I could move them up to the office if I was feeling generous, but I don't know what it does, to be honest. But in the case of the on the floors, yeah, they'd have to go. You have to understand, my business pays for me, my family, and my company, and my employees and their families.
I get that.
For one person.
But you obviously believe that somebody with bipolar disorder is at greater risk to your company.
Man, yeah, to come off the meds, yeah. Are you telling me they're not?
No, that's an if. That's an if.
Yeah, and aging if is a big part of everyday life.
Would you employ somebody who was qualified for a job but was a reformed alcoholic, for example?
No.
No?
No. We always fall off the wagon. No way. Not a hope.
On the dry, been dry for 5 years.
Don't care if they're dry 15 years.
Oh, right. So you wouldn't employ somebody because there's a risk of...
tragic happens in their life. They just turn around and go, oh, Jesus, today I need a drink. And then they go and have one turns into
right,
15.
Okay.
Next day they come in locked and lose a hand. Nah, thanks.
Niamh, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Niamh. Ella's parents have advised her to tell the potential employer about her diagnosis. Trevor says she should, but he also said he wouldn't hire somebody who was diagnosed bipolar.
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't advise anybody. Adrian, I have bipolar myself. I work for the HSE. Like 99% of companies out there, they want you to come in, do your job and go home. They don't want the responsibility of looking after somebody. They don't want the risk. They don't care about anything but their bottom line. You know, I don't advise this girl at all to open her mouth because, one, she's not going to get the job because they don't want to know about anything else other than you've been able to do your job and go home at the end of the day.
Okay, so even though... some people believe that particularly for the job that she's going for, her employer would have a right to know about her bipolar diagnosis. You're saying no. Keep it to yourself.
Absolutely keep it to yourself. I wouldn't advise anybody to be telling about their bipolar diagnosis. At the end of the day, they really, really don't care. They only care about their bottom line. They don't want the responsibility of having to risk assess an employee and potentially discriminate against
them. Okay, and you believe that they would use that information as a reason not to give her the job, basically. That's it.
Absolutely, okay. Yeah.
And Trevor, that we just spoke to a moment ago, said the same thing, but he also said that he wouldn't employ somebody who had a bipolar diagnosis because he would see them as a greater risk in his company. What would you say to somebody like that? And you being somebody who works in the HSE with a bipolar diagnosis?
Yeah, I absolutely disagree. I mean, at the end of the day, with somebody with bipolar themselves, you know, there's no understanding from the employee. I disagree with what he says.
you know, I think we should be have the right to work and the right to, you know, an employment just like anybody else.
Let me ask you, Niamh, would your employer, the HSE, and I don't want to know what department you work in, I don't want to know whereabouts you work, it's a huge organisation, would your line managers know about your bipolar diagnosis?
No, absolutely not. Now, I was out sick there going back about 3 years ago, and I found it very difficult. Initially, it was okay with them. You know, once I put in my sick cert, that was fine. But coming back, you're either back full-time or you're not. You know, my employer, my employer's occupational health department wanted me back part-time initially and then to come back full-time, and they were either, you're either back or you're not. It's a clear-cut line. There's no in-between there. So I found it very difficult that way. But yeah, look, at the end of the day, it is what it is. I still haven't disclosed my full diagnosis to them, and I have no intention of doing so.
Okay, Trevor, there you go. This lady works with the HSE, has a diagnosis of bipolar, has had issues, but still has not told her employer. What do you think of that?
Can we go back to the original lines? She actually opened this whole conversation with Adrian, and one of them was the companies don't want to take the risk.
No, that's not really what she said. She didn't say the risk.
No, they were her exact words.
She didn't say the risk. She said companies couldn't be arsed is really what she said.
No, she said risk, agent. Her exact words were risk. Let's not twist this, right? Because you're going to have a go on me about, oh, I'm such a bad guy because I won't hire somebody who's an alcoholic or who has bipolar. Sorry, when it comes to my company, it's machinery. I can't have somebody coming in that could possibly have a few drinks on them, could possibly be having a really bad time, and then doing something stupid or taking the right off a piece of machinery. And if you're not going to divulge that to your employers and something happens, and then you go, oh my God, I got hurt and it's your fault, blah, 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 and then something happens, somehow they find out you have a mental illness, you ain't getting a penny. That's all going to backfire on you. And she did say they don't want to take a risk, and some companies don't want to take the risk.
Okay, Niamh, is that what you said, that some companies don't want to take the risk?
No, they don't want to take the risk, but at the end of the day, the companies themselves don't care. They don't want the responsibility of dealing with somebody who has issues. They just want people coming in, doing a job and going home. They don't care. They only care about lining
like
their pockets.
Like every company in Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do, love. We're workers. You know what I mean? All of us, even I'm a worker. Like, it might be my company, but I'm still a worker. I still have to do the job and go home. I can't, if I'm at risk at my company, in my role, I will step away for a while and I'll tell my manager to keep an eye on it. But I don't have that. And I wouldn't have anybody else in there. We'll work with the machinery that I have. Because at the end of the day, it's a risk. Like you said.
Okay, let me ask you then, Niamh. Somebody just messaged in to say, I am shocked how irresponsible of that woman not to tell her employer, the HSE, of her diagnosis, particularly bearing in mind who you work for, which is the health service executive.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, the health service executive is like any other company. They care about the bottom line. They want you in, they want you doing the job, and they want you going home. They don't want the added responsibility of having to do a risk assessment on you, having to, you know, care, essentially care about you. They want you in, they want you doing your job, and they want you going home.
Do you know why they care about the bottom line?
Go on.
Do you know why they care about the bottom line? Because they have other people to pay and look after and take care of. And HSC has a shit ton of people to take care of. And I'm not going to put you down for not telling them about your disorder. I think you should have, but that's neither here nor there. But back to your other thing about you were taking time off and then your boss wants you part-time or full-time. Every company's like that. If you take a sick day, yeah, okay, fine. If you're taking 6 weeks, 8 weeks, most companies won't stick around or hang around to keep your job there for you at the end of the day. Because if you're not performing in your job, then like my company, if I have three lads off for 8 weeks, I'm going to suffer. The others have to pick up the slack. So if you have an issue, then you have to go.
Yeah, well, I can understand that, but at the end of the day, my employer doesn't care about me. My employer cares about me doing my job and getting my job done at the end of the day without any hassle. Sorry, just give me a second there.
I'm going to say the exact same thing.
Stay with me for a second. And Niamh, your bottom line is she should not tell the employer in the job interview that she was diagnosed bipolar. Because
no, absolutely not.
Because they just won't be arsed and they won't give her the job.
What if she was an alcoholic?
What if she was a recovered alcoholic?
Well, you put that to me. Well,
I did.
Niamh, I'm asking Niamh this. Well, if she's an alcoholic, should she go for a job then?
Well, that's up to her. But
she has access to the trolley as well. Now, think about that.
I wouldn't be disclosing anything to an employer. Because at the end of the day, they don't give a shit.
Stay with me for a second, both of you. Trevor says she should tell because the employer has a right to know. Niamh is saying she shouldn't tell because at the end of the day, they won't take her on and it won't affect her ability to do her job anyhow. 085 825 2626 is our WhatsApp number. Now, Patricia is an employer who's been in a similar situation.
Hi, guys. Great topic as usual. To be honest with you, I don't think she should let them know. It's her business at the end of the day. And I can tell you, I'm an employer and I've just had a similar situation. I interviewed a girl about 7 months ago. She was a great candidate for the job, absolutely fantastic. But I had noticed on her CV that she was jumping from one job to the other, like she'd do 3 months here, maybe 4 months there, 5 months there max, you know. But she came across as a really lovely person. She had the experience, she had the knowledge of a lot of things that I needed in a teacher. And I hired her last August. And then what happened was she'd like random times today, I need to go home, I'm not feeling well and stuff. So, you know, she'd be working, let's say, from 4 to 9 and she'd leave at 5 and there's classes coming in and stuff. So this happened on about 3 or 4 separate occasions. And then once she had a week off work, and obviously she had to send in her medical details and stuff like that in order for us to give it to the accountant and all that stuff to get paid. And she sent in the full report for us, obviously, to read it. And I discovered that she had, like, a chronic fatigue syndrome, as well as an underactive thyroid. So she wasn't faking or anything like that when she was genuinely sick. And those particular days, she had to go home. She couldn't get out of bed. But I'm still on the side that it's not really the employer's business. I mean, I would have loved her to come and say to me, I have this condition. It wouldn't have made a difference for me, actually. It wouldn't have. As long as that person is the right candidate for the job. I'm not just talking about like a qualification. I'm talking about the right person, you know, that will fit in your company, will present your company in a good light, will do the things that you ask the person to do them and do them well. She had all these qualities. And it's a pity now because there's still 3 months left on the school year. Luckily, I have coverage. I have a couple of teachers that I have like a substitute now and again, so I have coverage. But like I said, I just think it's the person's own business. It's not up to they don't have to disclose that information if they don't want to. That's just what I think personally, and that's coming from an employer.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Now, the message we played just a moment ago from Patricia was along. It was a podcast within a podcast. But Patricia, thanks very much indeed for the message. Trevor, even though she explained that she did hire somebody that was unaware of her diagnosis, problems did develop along the way. Yet she said Ella still shouldn't tell her employer about her diagnosis. She should just barrel ahead with the interview, and if she's the right candidate and she gets the job, so be it.
Chronic fatigue. Okay. That's a new one. Are you having a fucking laugh? I have to go home because I'm tired? Fuck off, Adrian. Jesus Christ, man.
Well, that's what chronic fatigue syndrome is.
Yeah, I know, I get it, but Jesus Christ, what the hell use is a person like that in the workplace? I'm not being bad here, I'm just asking a genuine question. But
Patricia in her message said, even though she has had issues with this employee, she would still hire her again. She was the best person for the job.
Yeah, and she's going home an hour after getting there, and other people probably have to pick up her slack, or her students are suffering. And you having a fucking laugh, man. Could you imagine, I'm on the shop floor in my place, if I said, right, boys, Jimmy's gone home early. Can you two stay till 11 instead of clocking out at 6 and do his job as well?
No, but yeah, sorry. And no, then but Trevor, more. Chronic fatigue is actually a medical condition. No, you are. You think that's someone coming in because they stayed up late last night. That's not what it is.
I'm tired. I'm off.
So just
no, I get it. They're fucking bollocks. No, they can't physically do anything.
Just
but,
because you...
Hey, Jeremy, hang on. If I have to turn to two other lads, say, here, can you do an extra 5 hours? Jimmy's off. What the hell? I'm not going to have staff for very long.
Just because you don't understand a certain condition and that it exists does not mean that it doesn't exist.
Jeremy, it doesn't matter if I understand or not. At the end of the day, if Jimmy's gone home early, you have to ask two other lads to cover his job and Jimmy's going to get paid, and I still have to pay them a little bit extra for overtime, they're not going to stay in the job for very long, constantly having to do that. I'm telling you now, I would be out employees.
Okay, so
like
if a potential employee was to tell you that she lives with chronic fatigue syndrome, you would say, oh yeah, okay, thanks, don't call us, we'll call you.
Well, love, I'd tell you, there's three other applicants ahead of you. I'll give you a shout if they're not as up to the par as you are. There's your CV gone in the bin.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Cian. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Cian?
How are you doing, Adrian? How's it going, buddy?
Good. Not a bother, thanks. What do you want to say on this, Cian? Should this lady, Ella, tell the airline in our final interview on Friday that she was diagnosed bipolar?
No, I don't think she should, personally.
Why?
Because that's just trouble waiting to happen, I have to say. Like, you see our man Trevor, whatever his name is there, he sounds like a right fucker, he does, thinking of ways to trying to get rid of others, I have to say, because, you know what I mean, I have a disability myself, it's not bipolar, but I tell you this much, it's hard enough for me to get a job, but, like, if I was to say, oh, I had a visual impairment, then, for example, they could say, oh, we don't hire people with visual impairment, so this girl, yeah, shouldn't say happen because it is her business, and at the end of the day, that's just trouble waiting to happen.
Okay, and let me ask you then, is it a visual impairment you have?
Yeah.
Okay, and with that visual impairment, are there jobs that you can't do?
Well, I suppose, like, fly a plane, definitely, or, like, you know, drive a truck and something like that. But, you know, there's, like, reception jobs and other stuff like that. I can do stuff like that, but,
you're not going to apply for a job as a pilot because your visual impairment would affect your ability to fly a plane, yeah?
No, exactly not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but if it were for a job that you would be capable of doing with your visual impairment, and I'm assuming, Cian, that you're not completely blind, is that correct?
No, I am blind, actually. Oh, you're completely blind.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my apologies. Now, but you believe that there are some jobs that you're well capable of doing?
Yes, okay. Very much so, because I've showed it again and again, time again and again. Yeah, I'm only in college at the moment and I'm only on work experience, but, you know, come on.
Okay, now, I would have thought if you're doing a face-to-face interview, your visual impairment then would have been very obvious, would it?
It probably would have been if I had said it, but yeah, maybe as well because I have my eyes closed half of the time. Really.
Okay, so it would be, if you were in front of me now, would I know that you had a visual disability?
Probably not unless I told you.
Oh, really? Okay. But it would become obvious then if somebody was to give you a job. It would eventually become obvious, would it?
It would, yeah, because then, but I can show them what I can do because I'll have the technology and aids to help me because there's a lot more now accessibility than there was. Yeah, it's still not perfect, but we will certainly get there.
Okay, so do me a favour, Cian, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I'll come back to you in just a moment because I want to go to our next call because she is in a bit of a rush, and that is Emma. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Emma?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, not a bother, thanks, Emma. What did you want to say on this? Should this lady, Ella, tell her employer the truth about her bipolar diagnosis?
No, on this occasion, for this particular job, she definitely shouldn't.
Why?
Because, I mean, airlines are notoriously known for not hiring people with mental health issues. However, there's a very high chance that they will find out anyways, because now I don't know what airline it is, but I used to work for one and they're very intense with the medical medical searches and also the stuff they perform on them too.
Okay, but if this lady, Ella, is into her final round interview, so she's obviously done fairly well so far. I would have thought there was maybe two interviews and then her final round interviews this week. You think that it would not be in her interest, even though she's obviously shaping up to be an ideal candidate if she's through to the final interview, you still think she should keep this information to herself?
I do think she should, but at the end of the day, they are most likely going to find out, because you do have to disclose like any medications that you'd be on, you know.
Oh, really? Do they ask those sorts of questions, do they?
Obviously, Adrian.
They would, because if it's an airline that causes overnight stays where you have to stay, you know, they have to know what people are on, their health history. So yeah, they most likely will find out, and I suppose it's up to the airline then. However, like, I do think it's unfair to not hire someone, but
as well, when you look at it, there's a relation of mine who I won't name for obvious reasons, and I'll tell you why. She works in a chemist, in a very well-known chemist in Dublin, and a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, I think it was, there was jobs going for a chemist dispenser in the chemist. And she did the interviews for a dispenser. Now, I presume a dispenser is just someone who hands out the medication. Anyway, she did a great interview with this girl and gave her the job as a dispenser in the chemist, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is quite an important job.
Yeah, dispenser is putting the right amount of tablets into the right...
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. Now, and this is God honest the truth. And a couple of weeks into the job, Emma, my relation noticed that things were being done wrong and that labels were being done up wrong. Anyway, it turns out, and again, I'm not judging here, I'm just telling the story, don't shoot the messenger. It turns out that the woman who had taken the job as the chemist dispenser was dyslexic, and she was putting, there was numbers she was putting, now again, don't ask me what being dyslexic is like, I don't know, but she was putting numbers wrong on labels, quantities, which is a very serious thing, quantities were being mislabeled on the thing, and she could have caused huge, huge problems. Now, she actually left when they found out that she was, in fact, dyslexic. But she surely should have revealed her dyslexia when going for that job.
Possibly.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, possibly. Because
definitely, if
possibly.
It's a job with numbers.
Yes, because she's putting labels on things.
It's life and death.
Okay, I wouldn't disagree with that. I wouldn't disagree with that. But I don't see a comparison with Ella applying for a job as cabin crew.
Emma just told you the and you obviously know about cabin crew and all that, Emma. Emma's told you the reasons why.
Yeah, but she's also said she should keep her mouth shut.
You see...
It's like, yeah, she should really tell them, but either way, at this point, it doesn't matter because they'll find out.
Okay, so when she goes for this final interview on Friday, she should probably keep it to herself, but they will eventually find out that she's on medication.
Yeah, they will find out, but I suppose it might work out better in her favour if she actually tells them, because... it might look better on her half if she lets them know, because they will find out.
Okay, but listening to people like Trevor, as soon as they find out that she, and Niamh was saying the same thing, as soon as they find out that she lives with bipolar disorder, they will find any excuse under the sun not to give her the job. More hassle than she's worth, basically.
Most likely, especially the CEO of this particular company is very stingy as it is. I can't imagine they'll want to spend any more money or investments on someone with a mental health disorder.
So even though you're saying it might be in her favour to tell the truth, it probably won't pay off telling the truth, because they'll find any excuse not to give her the job.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a lose-lose situation. I don't really know.
But Emma, this happens all the time. Like, this happens as well, completely different. But, you know, you have pregnant women going for interviews and getting a job. Now, I'm not saying whether this is right or wrong. Getting a job and then 2 months into the job, they're going on maternity leave. I mean, how much did you...
2 months into the job. Well, then they'd have had to walk into the job interview with a big bump.
Before, they could have covered up the bump. So, you know, should an employer have full disclosure as to what's going on in your life?
No, not really. I think it all comes down to your ability to do a job.
That's not the key. No, agent.
When
it
comes to pregnancy, you've a legal right to maternity leave. End of. No further discussion required.
But one of the big problems in the workplace is, and why a lot of women don't... Now, you used to be able to ask this question at a job interview, how many children do you have? Because traditionally, employers would not hire women who had no kids because they would know that... In the next couple of years. Like, say, for instance, my wife has had 3 kids in a 6-year period. So during those 6 years, she was offered 3 bouts of extended maternity leave. Not just maternity, she took extended. So that's a lot of time that she's entitled to. She's gone. But from an employer's point of view, when an employer hears something like that, they would go...
Yeah, well, bearing all that in mind, then Ella should keep her gob shut. She shouldn't say a word. Just get the bloody job and then deal with it.
No, because that could affect... And, you know, even you get that. Like, Keane, you being visually impaired... You're not going to go for a job as cabin crew, sure you're not?
No, sure, I can't anyway.
Yeah, how could he, Adrian?
No, I know, and we had this conversation that there are certain jobs that Cian just wouldn't apply for because he knows he can't, he's restricted in terms of what he can do. And that's fine, Cian, but you want people to be a bit more open-minded to the jobs that you have got the ability to do.
Yes, exactly. That's what I do, because there's just so many people like, oh, they might just make excuses like, oh, but what if this happens? What if you fall? What if you do this? Like, because it's just always this this crap where I'm not trained to work with someone with a disability or anything. And it's always this. I always get this as well out on the street here, where once they see your cane, they just think, oh, that fella needs help. And then they come up and touch you. Who has the right to do that as well?
Is that patronising when people do that?
Yeah, very patronising. And there was a few times I've often wanted to come on this podcast to do a topic on this as well.
Because I know, and it actually would make an interesting conversation for another day.
And what's the issue here?
The issue is people see Cian with his cane and they automatically assume it's all right to walk up to him as he's crossing the road, grab onto him and say, do you want a hand here?
Jeez, I thought that's the proper thing to do.
No, to physically touch somebody without their consent, without even asking.
No, Adrian, Jeremy, that is not the proper thing to do. You don't just grab someone, you let them take your elbow.
Okay,
with consent.
In fairness, a lot of people don't know. I would have thought that if you see someone across the road, that it would be the appropriate thing to do. Because if you didn't...
Not just grab them. You walk up to them and say, do you need a hand? That's it. Am I right, Ken?
Yes, we have voices. Like, it's not as if we can't talk and our ears work.
No, but I'm saying people doing that are not doing it from a bad place. They're trying to help you.
No, physically touching somebody?
They have good intentions, but, do you know what I mean? It's not the proper way to just go up and grab someone. Because what would happen if I just went up and grabbed a side person? What would they do?
They'd thump you.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you not get this, Jeremy? And I know it's a separate conversation.
No, I didn't get it.
You don't just go up and put your hands on somebody.
It's slightly different.
It's not slightly different at all.
No, it's not different, Jeremy. You dope.
Okay, I've never done it, but I've seen people doing it, and I always thought, isn't that sweet? Because it's worse seeing someone who's visually impaired.
No, if you saw Cian and you went up and you stood beside Cian, how are you? Do you need a hand crossing the road? And Cian can then make a decision, yes, please, or no, thank you. And if he says yes, please, he might grab him by his elbow and walk him across the road. Is that right, Cian?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the way to do it. Because
not doing the grabbing the elbow first and then waiting for him to respond. Sorry, go on, Cian.
Yeah, because there's been people who just come up and grab me and I've ended up letting a roar at them and then they're like, oh, I was just trying to help you. And I was like, well,
that's not fair, Cian. They're coming from a good place and you're screaming at them because they don't know the proper...
Because nobody has a right to grab anybody.
Okay, grabbing, they're not grabbing.
Okay, if you were standing at a traffic light...
They're not grabbing them and throwing them in front of traffic.
Standing at traffic lights and somebody came and grabbed you by the arm, what would you do? You'd thump them. Get the fuck away from
me,
will you?
Because I don't need assistance.
That's not the point. It's the same principle. It's an interesting conversation, Cian. Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. Eddie.
This is a really interesting topic, lads. And I can kind of see it from both sides. In this day and age... You know, everything should be accepted. But here's the thing. No one ever sees it from the employer's point of view. When I lived in the UK, I worked with a lad in a warehouse. Lovely fella. But he was an alcoholic, right? But you would never know, right? He'd come in, he'd do his work, he'd be fucking brilliant. But I'd say on average, once every 3 weeks, he wouldn't come in. because he'd just been up all night fucking drinking, right? So it was great for me and my mate because his 8-hour shift wasn't done and the work had to be done. So the boss would say to us, will you stay on, used to, for fucking 4 hours each to cover his shift, but I'll pay his double time. So the boss was out of pocket for 8 hours because he had to pay double time to us every time your man was ill. And the boss one day said to me, if I'd have known years ago when I was employing that cunt that he had a fucking drink problem, I wouldn't have employed him. You know, so you have to kind of see it from the boss's point of view as well. You're trying to run a business and you're employing somebody, and if they're unreliable and not going to turn up and leave you in the lurch, if you kind of probably knew ahead of the game in the interview that they had some kind of mental health issue, you possibly may not employ them.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Now, Neil sent us this message.
I would grab the elbow force, no problem, but now I'll know not to grab fucking nobody. They can all just fucking walk across. That's Jesus. My fucking mannership gone.
In fairness.
No, in fairness, nothing, Jeremy. Listen to what Cian was saying. Obviously. He's been very reasonable about what he said. Please don't just grab me. If you see me walking the street with my stick, yes, walk up beside me and say, do you need a hand there? Do you need a hand crossing the road? He might be so used to crossing that section of the road he doesn't need any help at all, but some people have gone up to him and grabbed him by the elbow and said, come on then, let's cross the road.
That's it, they've thrown him in front of the road, yeah.
If you were that person, you would understand.
Topic for another day.
It is, yeah, absolutely.
Although it's not really a topic, we played it out.
Well, we debated it. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing,
guys? Good, Robbie. What did you want to say on...
Robbie,
on,
by the way, don't grab me by the arm to help me cross the road.
I'd push you in front of a car.
Yeah.
Oh, but jeez, that's a bit harsh.
No, it's not. No,
I'm sorry, would the car be moving or would it be stopped?
I go one step further. I'd chuck you
once
under
get,
a bus.
Once I get the push onto a road, I'd be happy either way, yeah, probably.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, Robbie, what did you want to say on this? Should Ella tell the job interview on Friday for a cabin crew job that she was diagnosed bipolar?
As I've said, pretty much from the time we put the topic up earlier on Facebook, it all depends on if she genuinely feels that it will not impact her ability to do the job in any way, shape or form. I said, like, she's on medication, well, that's being controlled.
I would have thought... She wouldn't have applied for the job if she didn't think she was capable of doing it. Just like you heard from Cian.
No, not capable of doing it. I mean, like, you know, like if she believes that, you know, I don't know what a bipolar episode is. I used to play a video game with a girl from England and she was bipolar. And when she had an episode or whatever, she would be very aggressive to at times, even though we consider her a friend. But I know not everybody is like that.
Okay, but again, going back to Cian said he wouldn't apply for a job as cabin crew because he can't do the job with his visual impairment. Okay, simple as.
That's very different, though. It's very different.
No, it's not. Ella wouldn't have applied for the job if she didn't believe she had the ability to do the job.
Yeah,
properly.
No, like, you know, having the ability to do the job and being able to do the job are slightly different. Having the ability to do the job means she has all of her senses. She can, you know, I'm sure she can physically do the job, but if she can't do the job 100% of the time because of the illness or condition, sorry, then she should tell them. Now, as I said, if it's not going to impact her ability to do the job in any way, shape or form, don't say it, because it will. There's no doubt that it will affect the interview. And she, like, this is her final interview. I heard you saying earlier on, she's gotten this far without saying it. So, you know, maybe just keep still about it.
Yeah, no,
you know, get your relation out of the way.
That is my opinion on it, and if, God forbid, something happens in the future that she is not capable of working, deal with that then. But if she's in a good place now and she's gotten to the final round job interview, I think she should just go for it and not tell them. And hopefully, we'll never need to tell them. Hopefully,
but it will. But like, if it is going to impact, if there is a chance that it could impact her performance. and she doesn't tell them.
She obviously believes that there isn't.
It doesn't matter what she believes. You know, ultimately, what's going to happen? Like, you know, when it comes out, when it comes out to the facts, like, you know, people on airplanes are more and more nowadays arseholes.
I agree. Yeah, 100%.
Especially now, we don't know if it's this particular airline, but I think everyone is assuming it is.
No, she was very careful to say one of the airlines serving Dublin. That could be one of many, not just Aer Lingus or Ryanair.
Let's assume it's one of them. I won't mention the name. You can figure it out yourself. But low fare airlines, especially low fare airlines, people can be arseholes. Like, you know, I fly 4 or 5 times a year over to England or whatever, and you know, and I do see people in the airport waiting to get onto the plane, queuing up, and then just being arseholes.
I've seen it myself. And you're saying that if she doesn't believe that she would have the ability to deal with arseholes like that, then maybe she should tell her employer. I'm arguing that she didn't go for the job and didn't get to the final round if she isn't capable of doing it. And she doesn't want to tell her. It was her parents who said that she should. Damien.
Hi guys, Damien here. First thing, Jeremy, you have a misunderstanding on bipolar. It is not a day-to-day thing. It is periods of highs and periods of lows. The second thing is that the woman has no obligation to tell them of her illness unless, A, she is asked, or B, it's a question on her application form. Otherwise, she shouldn't tell them. You wouldn't tell them that you are someone who has had the snip if you were going for a job or any other illness she may have had in the past.
All right, Damien, thanks very much indeed. And Darren.
I have to say I'm in agreement with Trevor for once. And what's this chronic fatigue syndrome? That's basically known as a lazy bastard.
No, it's not, Darren. That's so disgusting. That's very, very, very insulting.
The ignorance.
And ignorant, Darren. That is absolute ignorance to say something like that.
Chronic fatigue syndrome
is an actual thing. And it is a chronic thing that people living with it have this uncontrolled tiredness. Uncontrollable tiredness.
So you're
sorry, and Darren, before you send a message like that again, go and Google for yourself, for God's sake, and find out that it actually is a thing. John.
Unfortunately for this person, a flight attendant requires a medical certificate, and a bipolar disorder would be considered a mental health condition. They would therefore need to prove it's very well managed, stable, and symptom-free under medical supervision, and may be assessed on a case-by-case basis. But they would have to report it beforehand and expect not to get the job until the medical examinations are done.
All right, John, thank you for your message. Thank you, Ella, for contacting us. And thank you for listening to Opinions Matter. Click subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and we'll catch you on the next episode.